You're listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
We discovered that human potential is severely limited when you program humans like a machine, which is standard practice today for self-improvement.
The Ecosystem Approach teaches you how to uncover your infinite potential by using natural methods that are truly revolutionary. Join us now for the Ecosystem Approach Show. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show. I'm Patricia, and I'm here with my husband, Jason. Today's topic offers the greatest hope to live your purpose. Today's show is about what? Intuition. Stay tuned. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Okay, Jason, let's review. In the first show, you talked about how you knew you were here to do something important. Then in last week's show, you said you did everything wrong because you didn't know yourself. And in today's show, well, today's show is about intuition. How does all that figure into the story?
Well, I'm going to tell you the rest of the story in just a minute, but quickly, it's when you're talking about your purpose, that's an inward journey. And what I did, and this goes back to the last show, trying all these self-help books and all these programs and all these things, even if they were energy or spiritual or whatever, they were still programming me on the outside. And when all the time I wanted to go inside. Now, people can say, oh, just listen to your heart. Just go inside. But most people don't know how to do that. And we're going to talk about that today. Mm-hmm. But so at the time, I was talking to my boss where I worked. And I'm just starting to get into this. And we were talking about spiritual things and psychic things and energy things. And so we just struck up a conversation. And I found out that she had been seeing a clairvoyant on a regular basis. And I said, well, next time you go, let me know. And she did. And I asked her if I could go along with her. And she said, yeah. So we went to this clairvoyant. And I remember she took me into this room. It was kind of like a sunroom. And she did a tarot card spread. And basically, I don't remember what she said other than the fact that she showed me the tarot card, the High Priestess, and talked about my third eye. And how right now it was moving relatively slowly, but the next time she sees me, it's going to be moving so fast you could barely see it spinning. And you know, she was being dramatic. She was trying to tell me that my intuition was growing, and that hey, pay attention. And I realize now that I, you know, if everybody who listens to this goes out to find a clairvoyant to talk to, You're not hearing the right thing, okay? After processing this for years now, this is probably 20 years ago, I know that it wasn't the clairvoyant that was the key. It was the fact that my essence was trying to talk to me, but I wasn't listening because, you know, and this goes back to the last show, I was using all these self-help guides that were really programming, which said, this is how you do it. This is what you do. Do this, this, and this, these formulas and processes, but they weren't helping me go inside. And that's what this whole show is about today, because the pathway inside is your intuition. Mm. You know, I realized that, you know, all my life I was sensitive to other people, and I really was intuitive all my life, but it was more of, to me, it was like, oh, that person doesn't like me, or that person is judging me, or that person didn't like what I did. And so my perceptions were very personal in a way that didn't help me at all.
Well, okay. Could you say that because of your programming, you had no idea that what your intuition was actually talking to you about or telling you, or that you even had any intuition?
I wasn't listening. Exactly. I didn't even know I had
it
to listen.
You didn't know you could listen.
Exactly. And mm-hmm. I was following the other experts, all these self-help yes. programs to say, do this. And that didn't help me listen. So that's what we're going to talk about today. You know, really, and this is one of the major misconceptions about intuition.
Okay.
It's not a source of information. It's just a channel. It's just a pathway. It's like a big radio that you can tune to different channels. Another way of thinking of it is like an 8-lane highway that goes to your essence, but it's often co-opted. A lot of those 8 lanes are co-opted by negative energy, negative information.
And negative programming.
Yes.
Right.
So even though you might have intuition, mm-hmm. it might not be giving you good information.
Ah.
You know, you can get bad information, negative information, evil information.
Right.
You know, all think of all the people who have mass killers and things who heard the voice of God to say, you have to do this.
Right.
You know, we've had a lot of mass shootings.
And by the way, if you hear that voice that says you need to do mass shootings or any killings at all, I want you to know it's
highly,
definitely yeah. suspect.
We shouldn't even
make jokes. I know.
Well, not only should we not make jokes, I've never seen someone's essence say that to them.
No.
Legitimately.
No.
You know.
No. Not at all.
I've seen evil say that. You know, and right now we know that there's a lot of negative, hateful, evil voices, even on social media.
Right.
So there's plenty of places to get that stuff.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. So, all right. So Jason, just talk a little bit more about, you know, intuition is not the source of information, that it's the channel, you know, go back to that for just a moment.
You know, we think of it as the source. It's not, it's just a channel. So if we understand it's a channel, then it's up to us to filter, discriminate, evaluate, judge the information that's coming through.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us just reject our intuition altogether. You know, most people, when they're trained in science, for example, are trained to look at the data, which is sort of code for saying, don't trust yourself. Trust the data.
Right.
And it's not that we're, you know, I don't think you should replace data with your intuition, but data always has to be evaluated.
Well, exactly. But the other thing I would say regarding that one is that the data is very important. Because it's information. It's information.
But just like with the intuition, you have to evaluate
exactly,
that information. You have
exactly.
To, and look and
it's
judgment.
Not an either or. That's what we're trying to say.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So, the biggest misconception is that intuition operates independently of all those other senses.
Oh.
So, you know, our ability to use logic, objectivity, judgment, wisdom, mm-hmm. creativity. All is blended naturally. We don't even think about it. We don't think, when I use my intuition, I don't think, well, now I'm using my intuition, now I'm using my judgment. It just happens.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Exactly. So, you know, and the other thing is we need to remind or let everyone know that when we were using our intuition with the other things that we have, I'm talking our other senses and our world around us, then we're looking at things in a way that I would call as close to a 360 view of a subject that we can.
You know, dogs are known for being very intuitive.
Yes.
And we have two dogs here, and it's really interesting because they know when one of us is sick, and whenever they see that, know that,
yes,
they're right there. So when my mom lays down, she's 90 and we've been taking care of her, she's having a hard day, they're right there. And if she's mm-hmm. laying down, they're laying down right next to her.
Right.
Is it that just intuition? Well, no. There's a sense of smell. I'm sure they smell. I suspect her odor changes. They can see she's laying down,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they can see the routine of the house is disrupted. And know in a doggy logic that something's wrong.
Right.
But so it's not just intuition, it's all these things mixed together. And that's how it works for human beings too. It's not just intuition. It's always mixed together. And, you know, I had a client one time, and I was just telling Patricia about this. I think, you know, we were doing this, but we had a client come in who was referred, and I took her in to the place that we did this. And I know that I nailed a lot of the things that were in her way at the time, and were very helpful suggestions, very insightful. And at the end, she said, well, I didn't wow her. And what she was saying is she wanted to be entertained. She didn't want to help herself. She didn't want to use my intuition to help herself. She wanted to be entertained. And this is part of, you know, for me, learning about how I wanted to use my intuition in the world. You know, the other thing, you remember when we advertised?
Oh.
You know, we advertised in a local paper, and we would get...
Well, we call them drunk calls.
Yeah, you know, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. You know, my life is going to... What am I supposed to do, you know? Well, you know, we're not supposed to... As we call ourselves intuitives, but we don't want to tell people what to do. We want to help people reconnect to that part of themselves that knows what to do.
Exactly.
You know, and Exactly. Sometimes we act as a bridge to that part, but, you know, the ecosystem approach is all about helping you become your own guru, not for us to do it for you.
I love that.
And that's how we use our intuition in practical ways for real help.
Exactly. So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
I've always had intuition. I just needed permission. How about you? Think about that. Intuition is not the source of information. It's just a channel. Programming plugs this channel.
Meaning blocks it.
Yes.
Okay.
Intuition is always used every day holistically by humans, but is discredited and rejected by many. So Yes. You can, people say, well, don't use your intuition. And, you know, when you're studying, it says, like, look at the data. Don't look inside. Okay. Put aside your emotions. That's what they say in science. Put aside your emotions, which doesn't necessarily help you evaluate the data. The ecosystem approach teaches you to develop self-knowing in a way that is natural for humans.
Exactly. In this next segment, we're going to ask Jason what he wanted to do with his intuition and about the struggles he had processing this new information about his intuition. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Raising the vibrations through stimulating conversations while exploring the mysteries of Atlantis and Lemuria on Tales from the Merworld Radio with me, Amira Beth. Join us every second and fourth Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Be ready to feel empowered and an active part of the changing earth. For more information about me, visit AmiraBeth.com.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the Golden Age, and it provided the truth and the answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
What would you do with the power of community? How do you create your own rituals? Tune in to Living Your Gifts with me, Susan Huff, Ancient Applications for Modern Times, the second Wednesday of each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Our lives begin with the stories we are told and the stories we tell ourselves. Storytelling is the key. To learn more about me, visit LivingYourGifts.com. That's LivingYourGifts.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Ober. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Ober. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyober.com. That's drkathyober.com.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. In this segment, we're going to talk to Jason and ask Jason what he wanted to do with his intuition and about the struggles he had processing this new information about his intuition. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Okay, Jason, you found out about your intuition. Then what happened?
Well, I did what I always do, which is analyze it to death, you know, and frankly, Patricia and I, you know, since we've been together, we spent years trying to say, okay, how do we use this? How do we apply it? You know,
what's best?
What's best?
What's worst?
Yes.
All of it.
And I didn't try and game the stock market. I thought about it, you know. I thought, well, maybe, you know, I started using the pendulum and saying, well, you know, trying to figure things out. And, you know, there's some real weaknesses to that. I'll talk about that in just a minute. But when I met Patricia, I had just put together the basics of what's now the ecosystem approach, and I called it an initial clearing or profile. And then I just started practicing. Right. And I wasn't practicing just so you know, to develop my intuition. I was practicing to develop my confidence. And that was probably more important because I already had it.
Meaning you already had your intuition.
And I know that now. I didn't know that then.
Yes.
I was just kind of like, I was kind of stumbling in the dark.
Sure.
You know, but I would go and work with people, and they said, they would say, well, how did you know that? I never told that to anybody. And then I think, you know, I was thinking to myself, damn, I was right. Really? I was right. You know? And it just started happening. And then when I met Patricia, you know, we did this initial clearing profile on her over the weekend. And, you know, we weren't together at the time. And I had just gotten to know her, and I offered to do this for her.
And by the way, I was like, oh, okay, this is fantastic. I had done.
She thought I was hitting on her.
Yeah, I did. That's, you know, he was. Don't let anybody tell you any different. But the bottom line is that because of the situation, we couldn't like connect face to face. That made it very difficult. But anyway, I didn't realize that what day he was going to do this, be it Saturday or Sunday. He said he'd do it over the weekend. And to make a very long story short, I had been in a car accident that shattered my left leg, my left knee. And so I was walking with a severe limp, and I was in pain about 24/7. That's the best way to describe it. And of course, I wasn't sleeping very well because of the pain. And, you know, life was difficult. Well, little did I know, he had done this like late Sunday afternoon, you know, into the evening. And so the next morning when I woke up, first off, I woke up late, which I never did. But I woke up late because I actually did what? I was sleeping. It was amazing. And then I jumped out of bed, you know, trying to go like crazy to get ready to catch the correct train to get to work. And I realized about 10 minutes after moving quite rapidly, I wasn't in any pain. It was unreal to me. And so I was like, oh, okay, you know, but I had to get going. So I did make it to the train on time. When I got on the train, I thought, okay, well, you know, something's just not the same. And when I got off of the train in San Francisco, because I lived on the other side of the bay, but I got off of the train, I went up the stairs quite rapidly because I was afraid of being late. And when I got out of the subway, so to speak, when I opened up and looked out, everything was different. Colors were more vivid. That was like really cool to me. But I felt like I was walking on air.
Well, and here's the most important takeaway from this, okay? And I want the audience to really know.
Okay.
I used my intuition to know what to clear for her. Mm-hmm. And that was very, very helpful.
Right.
But it was the clearing that got the result. And that clearing came from using my left brain, not my intuition, right, to know what was important for her.
Meaning you were using them together.
Yes.
Yes.
And people think of it as one or the other, but it's really not.
It's not. It's all. Yes.
You know, one of the things, you know, so we've been on this search for what do we do? How do we use our intuition? We know that we have this highly developed intuition, and it's developing every day. It's because right, we're clearing, it's developing more. So how do we use it? And we've been asking ourselves that for a long, long time. Well, here's what we know. Here's a biggie, first of all. So one of the ways that people use intuition is to predict the future or to anticipate what's coming.
Mm-hmm.
And we know, and because we've thought about this for years now.
And cleared about it.
And looked that Earth is a free will zone. Mm-hmm. And that means that we have the ability to use our intention to make things happen. Now, a lot of people think that your guides or these people, the non-physical dimension guides, entities, whatever, energies, can make things happen in the physical dimension, but that's not really true. Mm-hmm. Now, they can set it up so things can happen.
Right.
You know, when you set up, if you're able to manipulate the balls on a pool table to get the ball to go into the hole, you can do that, and your guides can do a little bit of that. But for the most part, it's up to us.
Right. That takes skill, by the way.
It's not for them. It's up for us.
Right.
And we have it backwards. We say, oh guys, please help me with this. Please tell me what the answer is for this. Please, you know, blah blah blah. But the truth is, we use our intuition as a channel, so we can, and then we uncover our essence, so that we can have that kind of wisdom, judgment, and ability to know. And that's what intuition is really all about. So free will is a big part of this idea of whether psychics can predict the future. They can guess, and sometimes they're right. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they see trends because people are so programmed, it's really easy to right, figure out what people are going to do because they've been programmed to do things a certain way. But, you know, there's also this, in San Francisco, mm-hmm, if you hang up a shingle that says psychic outside of your storefront, you have to have a license. Now, this license isn't to determine whether you're a psychic or not. It's to determine whether you've had any sort of police...
Bunko stuff.
Yeah, police record,
right,
for fraud or bunko or something like okay, that. Because there was these psychics who were telling people in San Francisco, if you have money problems, bring your money in, lay down on a table, lay it on top of you, and then I'll do this energy work so that we take away the negative energy from your money so you won't have any money problems. But of course, the psychic kept the money. And I'm laughing, you know, because we wouldn't fall for that, you know, and we help people with money problems all the time, but we never have them bring in their money, you know,
and that sort of
thing. So it's just, there's just always been this relationship between psychics and the law, and for good reason.
Yeah.
And this idea of predicting the future, we never predict the future because it can't be.
Well, because of free will.
Exactly.
And remember, everyone, I need to just jump in and say this. Free will gives you the ability to choose. And that's where you use your intuition. You can use it, you know, one way or the other. And by the way, it's not just black and white, but it's free will gives you the right or the ability to choose what is in your highest and best interest.
People come to us because they're programmed to believe that we can tell them what their future is. But right, the truth is, we want to help them create their own future.
Right.
And that's what the ecosystem approach is all about.
Yes.
You know, using your intuition is practical for every profession. You don't have to be an intuitive to be intuitive and use it in a very high level.
Right.
You know, the best example I see is our chiropractor. He's got these amazing hands, and you can just almost see the energy as he starts to put his hands on your neck as he's doing a manipulation. You can feel it. And when we met him for the first time, both Patricia and I saw it. It was amazing. That's how intuition should be used,
right?
You know, whether it's for artists, cops, EMTs, doesn't matter what your job is.
In the best interest.
It's an integrated part of your whole ability to work in the world. And that's the way you use intuition.
Exactly.
I remember I had a sort of an energy work that I went to before I started doing this work. And she told me, well, my guides told me to raise my price. I thought to myself, there's something wrong here. And now I know that she was using her guidance as a shield for that insecurity that she has in herself that needed to be cleared.
Yeah.
To justify raising her price.
So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
The ecosystem approach makes intuition practical and helpful for everyday life.
Okay.
The future cannot be predicted accurately due to free will and individual choice. That real intuition used holistically isn't flashy or obvious. It just looks like good judgment and creativity. Mm-hmm. The ecosystem approach teaches you how to uncover your essence and self-knowing that is natural to all of us.
Are you interested in developing your intuition? In the next segment, we're going to completely blow up some of the ideas you have about intuition. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about maximum medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
TheAngelLady.net. 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 1-800-323-1790. 1-800-323-1790. Sue Storm. Sue Storm. TheAngelLady.net. TheAngelLady.net.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. In this segment, we're going to shake up all of those who are interested in developing their intuition. I can't wait for this one, everyone. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Okay, Jason, I'll bite. How are we going to shake up people who want to develop their intuition?
All the time we've been doing this work, there are a lot of people that are really interested in developing their intuition.
Right.
Two things. First of all, you don't do it, and all the other programs that I've seen out there developing your intuition are about practicing. Mm-hmm. That doesn't do it. It's an energy process. It's an uncovering process. It's uncovering the blocks to that channel, that pathway.
Okay.
That develops your intuition, and it's and then you connect with your essence that gives you the information. Mm-hmm. It's not your intuition in and of itself. And what I see is that people want to develop their intuition separately from
who they are.
Yes. Or from other aspects of their life that are part of that. And the truth is, it's always holistic. It's always part of who you are. When you connect with your essence, it helps you with happiness and creativity and judgment and confidence and decision-making. You know, when we go out in the world and meet people, we don't say, hi, my name's Jason, I'm intuitive. We never do that.
No.
You know, and we're actually kind of... We hold that back for a while.
Exactly.
And people just gravitate toward us because they see that we have good judgment. We have our feet in the ground. We're good with relationships. We're fun. Mm-hmm. We're happy. You know, they don't, the intuition thing really is kind of irrelevant because it facilitates the rest.
Right.
And when we work with people, people ask us, well, what do you see? They ask us that all the time, which is fine. But our main point, our main objective when we work with people is always to help them see what's in their way so they can remove it, or that we can help them remove it so they can have a better life.
By using the ecosystem approach.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, removing those negative blocks. So last week, I kind of made a mistake. I used a metaphor about, you know, that I talked about how you have this treasure in your backyard. And that you just have to figure out where to dig it up, and it's there for you.
Oh, okay, and what are you going to do about the people that call in and say, I've got all these holes all over my backyard?
just oops. but it wasn't a literal metaphor, okay?
It was
supposed to, the idea was that everybody has this treasure, and that you just have to access it.
Right.
But that wasn't a really good metaphor, and the reason is because it implies that while you're digging, you don't have any benefit. And then once you get the treasure, it's you have all the benefit. And that's not really true. A better metaphor, okay, I'm acknowledging my mistake, would be like a polluted lake.
Yeah.
So you take a little bit of the pollution or the oil. Let's say there's an oil spill in the lake. Take a little bit of the lake, take a little bit of that oil out every day. Every day you're helping the lake come back to its natural part.
And how you do that is by using the ecosystem approach.
Well, not for the polluted lake, but for yourself. It was a metaphor.
I understand. But what I'm saying is that when you start removing the toxic energy, the emotions, the negative emotions, and even the memories and all these things that get in our way every day, by the way, no one is excluded from this. All of us go through this every single day. What we're saying is that the lake or your ego, your own ecosystem becomes so much better to understand and deal with, and it also helps you with so many other things than just your own polluted lake.
So if you're trying to develop your intuition, but you were told all your life that you were stupid, you never amount to anything. Mm-hmm. Clear the fact that feeling stupid and that you'll never amount to anything, because that's what's going to develop your intuition, which people say, well, no, I want to develop my intuition. I don't want to work on that. I want to develop my intuition. Yeah. Well, no, it doesn't work that way. You have to uncover that stuff because that's blocking your essence.
Right.
And your essence is what has the information.
Well, and I just want to say this. Oftentimes people will come to us and say, what do you see? Well, one of the reasons that we even developed the ecosystem approach was because when somebody would say, what do you see? We didn't have clarity for what that person was asking about because their negative energies, emotions were in the way.
And so when we look at someone, a lot of times we will clear first and then look and then clear some more and then look some more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's exactly. Sort of like a little detective
game.
Approach.
Yeah, yes. Nice. I really enjoy it.
Here's one of the most important things is that programming in general in your life keeps you from your essence because it says, don't look inward. Mm-hmm. Here's what to do.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was in this process of saying, okay, I'm here to do something special, and then I was reading all these self-help books that were really, you know, self-help programs and books and trainings that were all basically programming, I wasn't looking inside. I was trying to implement that, and it didn't work.
Well, and one of the keys that he taught me, because I would have never, coming from where I came from, I would have never considered this, but he taught me to ask the question, and we're going to talk a little bit more about this in a minute, but he taught me to ask the question, what is in the highest and best interest of whatever situation I'm in or what I'm asking about, not who's right.
The question sends a request to your essence.
Yes.
And if it doesn't get there or you can't get the answer back, it's because it's blocked.
Right.
So what do you do if it's blocked?
You clear it.
Exactly. You know, and it's kind of simple in a way. So, mm-hmm. you know, and then when you listen, you always have to filter based on knowing and logic. We talked about, you know, to kill someone or whatever. But a lot of times that small voice is a little off, or the message it gets is a little off. So we did this in the last couple shows, and I want to do it again today. But if you know that you're here to do something important, if you know that there's something about you that is special, but you haven't been able to really
figure it out,
grasp it, implement it, whatever, here's what you do. It's this simple, okay? Ask yourself, why am I here? What is my purpose? What is my next step? And this is my favorite. Is this my ego talking? And if you don't get an answer right away, that's okay. Clear and do the clearings that we're going to do in the next segment. Do those clearings and you'll start to get the answer. That's what it's all about. And then if you get an answer, let it sit for a day or so and then ask again and see if it's the same answer. That's how you create clarity.
Okay. So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Intuition is developed by uncovering essence, not practice. Practice develops confidence, not your ability for your intuition. Mm-hmm. Listening for answers for your life come through your intuition from your essence. And applying the ecosystem approach increases intuition as a natural byproduct of this approach. It's not directly from this approach.
Okay. So, Jason, should we teach everyone how to clear who is maybe a first-time listener or somebody who's been listening but doesn't remember exactly how to do it?
It's this simple. You don't have to be in any special posture. You can be sitting, standing, however you want. Get comfortable. You can slouch it. That's okay. And when we say to eliminate, gather up that to eliminate and then blow it into a trash can. Now, if there's not a trash can where you are, if you're driving, use your mind's eye, use that. If you want to go to our website, theecosystemapproach.org, and look up the processor, there's a picture of where you should be blowing it in, and you can keep that in your imagination and blow it into there all the time. That's the best place.
Okay.
And we'll empty the trash can. Don't worry about that.
And then after we do that, and we're going to do some clearings for the world today, correct?
Yes.
I love that because I really care about my fellow man. And but then the next thing we do after we do all that is we're going to activate life force energy. And life force is the most positive, amazing energy that any of us has access to. And we're going to activate it by calling upon it and having it come in through the top of our head, go all the way down our torso and our arms, clear to the tips of our toes. We're going to stop it right there. Then we're going to turn it around, and we're going to blow out any negative energy by using that positive energy to remove it from our physical self. So, Jason, is that good? Are we done with that part? Good. Then stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to start merging your intuition into your life. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit BurnBrightToday.com.
Hi, this is Kimberly Carlson, and I would love for you to tune into All In Healing Radio, where together we will begin to experience health, happiness, and harmony in all areas and aspects of life. Join us every first Tuesday of the month at 11 a.m. on TransformationTalkRadio.com. All In Healing will help you release layers of negative beliefs and energies for radiant health, deep joy, and greater abundance. Visit me at KimberlyCarlson.com.
Do you sometimes feel overwhelmed by your mind? Powerless when it seems to spin in worry circles or bombard you with self-critical thoughts? Do you want to learn how to master your mind and feel more in control of your life? Listen to Dr. Friedman's Empowerment Radio, Shift from Confusion to Clarity, Self-Doubt to Confidence, and from Anxiety to Peace and Balance. Dr. Friedman and his many guest experts share the insights and tools you want to live with greater ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in to Empowerment Radio every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time.
How many times do you find yourself saying, "It was nothing," or "just doing my job," when really you knocked it out of the park? How did you get like this? Next time someone tells you, "Great job," you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to Be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to Be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self and how far you can go by being more you. Check out her website, CourageToBeSeen.com. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
Ready? Here we go. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate the frenzy, anxiety, and stress that keeps my intuition blocked. Take a breath, gather up that frenzy, anxiety, and stress, blow it into the trash can, the processor, whatever you have in your imagination.
And to eliminate the anger, hate, rage, and bitterness that is so strong it blocks out my intuition. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the fears and anxieties that keep me from my intuition, which connects to my essence. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see. I still need judgment and reason when using my intuition. Take a breath. Blow it out.
and to eliminate the barrier so I can focus on my own inner resources instead of external programming. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the barrier so I can see that clearing opens up my intuitive channel and connects me to what? My own essence. Take a breath. And blow it out.
And to eliminate the false belief that my ego needs should have priority over what I know from my intuition or essence. Mm-hmm. And my ego needs can come through my intuition, by the way. Take a breath.
And to eliminate any neediness I have to stay stuck in my ego as I was programmed to do. Take a breath. Blow it out. You don't need that ego.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that my intuition is just part of a holistic group of skills and abilities that I have. Mm-hmm. Take a breath.
And to eliminate my ability to trust my intuition, I want to say that different, and to eliminate the blocks that are keeping me from my ability to trust my intuition and essence that can help me judge more than other experts. Take a breath. Blow it out.
And along those lines, and to eliminate my lack of trust of my intuition and essence, which kind of forces me into a programming mold. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the programming that says, I'm not allowed to trust myself. I'm not allowed to trust my intuition and my own essence. I release and let go those false beliefs and that programming. Take a breath.
And to eliminate seeing myself as a machine that needs to be programmed.
Mm-hmm.
So, and Patricia made me do this, but we're going to do the clearing for the world today. And the way you do that is just in your mind's eye, imagine a big hand going around the world and at the end put it into a like a dumpster. Instead of a trash can, make it a dumpster. Okay?
Well, because there's going to be a lot of stuff to be dumping in there. Yes. That's what you're saying, right?
So here we go. And to eliminate all the prejudice and propaganda about energy and energy work all around the world, including intuition. Take a breath.
And blow it out into that dumpster. And to eliminate all the confusion that's keeping everyone in the world from using their intuition to see that we can all live together in harmony now and in the future. We cannot change our past. Take a breath all the way around the world and pick up that negative energy and throw it into that dumpster.
And to eliminate the focus on programming versus energy solutions to individual and world problems. Take a breath.
And to eliminate all of the barriers so we can start to remove the negative energy in the world to improve not only our own intuition, but other people's intuition so that they can understand and connect with their essence and us, our essence as well. Take a breath. All the way around the world and blow it out. Jason, should we activate some life force here?
Here we go.
All right.
And to activate life force so I can have hope that clearing will help my intuition as well as my judgment and creativity and my knowing and wisdom.
I love that.
Take a breath.
Take a breath. Remember, let it go through the top of your head, all the way down your body, tips of your toes, and then blow out any negative energy that's keeping you from what you just requested. and to activate life force so I can trust that I can perceive information from my essence via my intuition and understand it with clarity. Take a breath. Tips of your toes, blow out any negative energy.
And to activate life force so I can have the determination to keep clearing, to uncover my essence, to increase my intuition. Take a breath.
And to activate life force so I can be happy and healthy, have clarity, awareness, and objectivity, connect with my intuition and my knowing, connected to who I am now and in the future, and to activate life force for great health and understanding and compassion, not only for myself and my intuition, but for everyone around me, starting right now. Take a breath. And blow out any negative energy. Okay, Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
You know, if you have this internal knowing about your purpose or trying to find your way for that purpose, or maybe it's gotten foggy or just, but you know, you there's something there.
Mm-hmm.
This next show may be the most important.
Okay.
It's titled Discovery, which is about why all those other methods don't work for you. You won't hear this anywhere else. This is, I've never heard this, this information listed anyplace else. And it's something that we used our intuition to uncover, discover, to know. And it makes everything clear. And it makes, it tells us, gives us a perspective of why all those other things don't really work. And how we're just kind of spinning our wheels. You got to hear this one. This is really important.
Well, and I just want to add in that I am so glad that I managed to meet Jason and use the ecosystem approach, because my life is better every single day, not only in just living and breathing, but it allows me to be practical in everything that I think, say, and do, which is a really good way to go through life in. So, Jason?
Well, and to say a little bit more about that,
okay.
There's so many people out there right now that have been discredited, that are a black sheep in some way or another, mm-hmm. and that comes from programming. And we will help you find the way out of that. You know, our last, this is our third show in the series, and we're trying to kind of tell you my story so that you can see, well, this is a way for you to go, not based on just imitating it, but following the basic principles that really aren't about me. It's about you.
I love it. So, Jason, how can I or the audience out there get more information and real support from the ecosystem approach?
We've set it up so that this will work for you. And frankly, it's all free. All you have to do is listen to our show every week and then go to our website, theecosystemapproach.org. We have a free section, free subscription service, but part of that free section is we have this free course on self-healing and the coronavirus. It's almost 8 hours of information, and you can't, you have to get this. This is really, really important in today's world because, you know, it tells you, it's not to exclude traditional medicine or science or any of that, but it tells you that you have inner resources that you were born with, mm-hmm. but that you're not using. And we show you how to use those resources. And, you know, whether it's for health, whether it's for money, whether it's for relationships, whether it's just to be happy, it all comes from the same place. And that's what's so neat about the ecosystem approach, is that our approach is truly holistic for you personally.
So listen to our show every week and do the clearing at the end. Our show is every week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern time. If you can't listen at that time, it's recorded and you can go to our website, theecosystemapproach.org, and sign up for our free section.
So that's what I just told you about. Mm-hmm. Also go to our Facebook page, theecosystemapproach.org, and like us. We love those likes, and it previews the next show every week.
Okay, so we'll connect next week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Transformation Talk Radio. You're listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia.
Remember, your ecosystem is the most important one in the world.
Thank you for listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. Tune in every week as we discuss practical ways to apply the ecosystem approach and develop your potential to live your life on your terms. For more information, visit our website at theecosystemapproach.org.